It's time for the weekly PolitiFact Virginia report on WCVE Radio. Each week at this time, we talk to reporters from the PolitiFact Virginia unit at the Richmond Times-Dispatch. They check the facts in claims made by Virginia political figures. And today, again, we have Sean Gorman and Jacob Geiger with us. Jacob, we'll start with you today. And we have two statements made recently by Senate candidate George Allen. You wrote about one in which he said, quote, "We are number one in the world when it comes to energy resources." He said the Russians are second, Saudi Arabia is number three. When you checked those facts, what did you find?
We decided to look at the three major fossil fuels, coal, natural gas, and oil. And the reason we didn't look at renewable sources like wind or solar power is because there just aren't the sort of good established estimates on reserves and production capabilities. So we turned to the Energy Information Administration, which is the government's energy clearinghouse. And we also looked at some reports by the Congressional Research Service, which is a nonpartisan research arm of the legislative branch. And according to the CRS, the U.S. does have the highest amount of proven fossil fuel reserves, and they convert everything to the equivalent in barrels of oil. And we have the equivalent of 972.6 billion barrels of oil, while the Russians are just behind us at 954.9 billion barrels of oil. Remember, that's an equivalent that captures all three of the fossil fuels. China is third, then Iran and Saudi Arabia. Now, if you add in what the EIA projects are undiscovered reserves geologists think are out there but haven't proved are out there, Saudi Arabia would move into third place. So that's why Allen ranked Saudi Arabia third. If you're wondering, Uncle Sam is the king of coal. We have about 27% of the world's coal reserves. We're fourth when it comes to natural gas reserves and a distant 11th when it comes to oil reserves. We don't have very much oil compared to the Middle East or places like Canada, Venezuela, and Russia. The only other caveat we'd issue is that the estimates on reserves are always evolving because new fields are found. Estimates for existing fields get changed or updated as more research is done, and, of course, resources are always being extracted and burned. So essentially, you're shooting at a moving target when you talk about these reserves. But the American lead in coal, which produces such high amounts of energy when burned, means we edge out Russia in the energy standings. The only real quibble we had with Allen's point was his decision to list Saudi Arabia third, since that relies on some undiscovered reserves. But that's a pretty minor point. The Saudis are very high up on the rankings, either way you slice it. So we rated Allen true on this.
All right. Now let's turn to your colleague, Sean Gorman. And Sean, you also wrote about a claim made by George Allen. He's been pretty active this past week or two as he gears up his campaign for the U.S. Senate next year. Mm-hmm. And he made another comment to this effect. He said, quote, "The tax on job-creating businesses is 35% in the United States, second worst in the entire world." Mm-hmm. Pretty big statement. So that's typical of what you would check out. And what did you find?
Well, different levels of corporate income are taxed at different rates. Still, most corporate income ends up getting taxed at 35%, the top tax rate the U.S. imposes. And the question is, where does that rank us compared to the rest of the world? To get some insight, we looked at a report from the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development, a group that publishes the tax rates of three industrialized democracies around the world. Now, among those countries, the U.S. actually had the highest federal corporate tax rate, so Allen understated the situation a bit. Now, when examining corporate income tax, analysts often look at combined federal and subnational tax rates. And when you combine the federal and state rate, the U.S. had a combined corporate tax rate of 39.2% this year. That ranks U.S. second behind Japan, which had a combined corporate tax rate of 39.5%. Now, all these numbers only pertain to the statutory corporate tax rate, which is the rate that's listed in the tax code. Companies often lower the amount of taxes they actually pay by claiming a variety of deductions and credits, and that leads you to what's called an effective corporate tax rate. Now, our colleagues at PolitiFact National has examined where the U.S.'s effective corporate tax rate ranks among the 183 countries in the world. They noted the World Bank in November published a report showing the U.S. effective corporate tax rate was 27.6%. That's much much lower than the rate that's set out in the tax code, but among larger international economies, only Japan, New Zealand, and Thailand had a higher effective tax rate than the U.S. So whether you're looking at the tax rate on the books or the actual rate companies pay, the U.S. has a higher corporate tax rate compared to most other countries. Still, Alan was off a bit in saying the federal rate was second worst in the world. It's the highest, but when you add in state and federal taxes together, that's when the U.S. ranks second. So we rated his statement mostly true.
Okay, the truth-o-meter rules mostly true. Mm-hmm. Sean, you also wrote about a statement put out by Virginia Congressman Morgan Griffith. He's a freshman Republican from Southwest Virginia. And his statement had to do with a report from a government agency on whether formaldehyde is a carcinogen. And when you kind of called him to task on that, he backed off from that statement. Explain that and elaborate on what happened.
Sure.
There.
I mean, your listeners and PolitiFactVirginia.com readers may recall that some of Griffith's other statements about the Environmental Protection Agency have scored poorly on our truth-o-meter.
Yeah.
In this latest case, Griffith was objecting to a decision by an agency within the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to list formaldehyde as a carcinogen. Now, formaldehyde is an industrial chemical that's used to produce a wide range of building materials and household products. In a statement, Griffith argued that listing the chemical as a cancer-causing substance would cost hundreds of jobs in his district. Now, the congressman said the decision was not based on sound science. Now, to support that argument, Griffith said an April report from the National Academy of Sciences. He cited a report, an April report from the National Academy of Sciences, which examined a 2010 EPA draft findings that formaldehyde was a carcinogen. Now, Griffith said the Academy, quote, disagreed with the EPA's finding that formaldehyde causes cancer. Now, we found the Academy's report that Griffith was citing, as well as the news release summarizing its findings, and which were very different than what Griffith said. The report found that the EPA had enough evidence to conclude that formaldehyde causes cancer of the nose, nasal cavity, and upper throat. The Academy's report also says that the EPA has not adequately supported its conclusion that formaldehyde causes leukemia and cancers of the respiratory tract. Now, so in reality, the report found there's enough evidence that formaldehyde causes some cancers, not others. And we left a message with Griffith's office for an explanation about his statement. And very quickly, we heard from his chief of staff, who said there was an error in putting together the news release and that Griffith's statement should have made a reference to leukemia, not all cancers. And Griffith's office then put out a corrected statement saying the National Academy of Sciences report disagreed that formaldehyde causes leukemia. We should point out that the Academy's report does not dispute that formaldehyde causes leukemia. It just says that EPA hasn't proved its assertion that that's the case. Still, since Griffith quickly corrected his statement this time around, we decided not to submit his claim to the truth-o-meter.
So you kind of gave a neutral ruling on that one.
Yeah, yeah. We gave him a pass this time around.
Okay, and we should point out that PolitiFact Virginia investigates claims made by politicians and political figures of all political persuasions. It happens we had three Republicans to report on this time, but it balances out among all the parties, and also the range of findings on the truth-o-meter has gone from true to mostly true to barely true to false and all the way to pants on fire. So we've had a full spectrum ever since we've been having the PolitiFact Virginia report.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys. Thanks a lot. We appreciate it. We will talk to you again next time.
Okay. Talk to you then, Wynn.
Okay. Bye.